Blog Talk Radio.
Psychiatrist was interviewing a social worker and a patient, and the patient pulled a gun and killed the social worker, but the psychiatrist had his own gun, and he therefore wounded the bad guy. Yes, I can see the trend beginning. Every psychiatrist is now going to be packing. So when I go into my psychiatrist's office and lay on the couch, I'm looking for that AK-47. And I get nervous when I tell him I'm suicidal and he asks me to pay in advance or he'll kill me. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're coming alive. I listened to Mark Levin tonight with extreme vigor. And some jerk, some communist-educated jerk, one of the greatest college graduates this country can now produce, referenced the military-industrial complex. Every fool that goes to school and has a brainwashing Pavlov's dog session gets introduced to President Eisenhower's final statement when he was leaving office, beware the military-industrial complex. Did you know that Harry Truman made his bones in investigating defense contracts and catching all the bad guys? That's how he built his reputation and got to be president of the United States and nuked our enemies. Yes, and the communists are mad that they didn't get the bomb first so they could nuke us. And, of course, you know that if the Japanese had the nuke first, they never would have used it on us, and neither would Hitler. Hitler would never. He was a kind, benevolent man. Yeah. Yeah. You believe that communist crap? You've been eating it for 50 years. They've been spoon-feeding you. If you look behind your left ear, there's a drain plug. You've been brainwashed. You think when you take your car to the car wash that you're still sitting in the seat? No, they take you next door for your mind to be laundered. Yeah, unbelievable, man. So let me tell you about the military-industrial complex, which a college professor pulled on me, and a lawyer. He's not only a communist. Yeah, he's a communist lawyer and college professor. And he said, Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex. And you know what that means, that we have to shut down our military. We don't need it anymore. So these nice men with the big fur hats can come in. And the guys with the burp guns and the quilted jackets, you know, you think they're road guards for all the tanks. You think it's a parade, right? Yeah. You're ready, aren't you? You got your 30 days of rations? Have you got your mattress rolled up so you can carry it over to George Washington Bridge on your head? Huh? You don't think you're not going to be in World War III? Oh, there won't be a World War III. No. We'll negotiate. Yeah. On your knees, you'll negotiate at the cockpit door. With your pants soaking up the pilot blood from the floor. Yeah, the downer. Tom the downer is here tonight. So Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex. And on D-Day, President Eisenhower, the leader of the Allied forces, had two envelopes in his Eisenhower jacket containing two letters. One letter, if he failed, was an apology and taking responsibility for the failure. And only by the grace of God did we survive D-Day. It's a good thing Hitler was on dope and was told, don't wake him up. And he slept through D-Day with the Fuhrer. The other letter that Eisenhower had in his Eisenhower jacket was, if he succeeded. Now, there was a guy named George Patton. He was a little different general. He was kind of aggressive. So what they did to him was, when he was moving ahead too fast, they withheld his gasoline for his tanks and his food rations and slowed him down so the Russians could get to the Elbe first. Yeah, how's that for working against your own team? Well, George Patton, you know what he had? He didn't have two envelopes, one if he won or one if he lost. All he had in his jacket, his patent jacket, was a map of Berlin and a crowd finder. It was an early Garmin. Yeah, and that was the difference. And you know what Patton said? Patton said, no decent battle decision was ever made in a swivel chair. And here we got an overloaded Pentagon with guys sitting in swivel chairs. But Obama, the ones that swear an oath of fealty to Obama, they're going to get to stay. The ones that have no combat experience, they're going to get promoted. They're going to sit on court martials and sentence young men with families to Fort Leavenworth for shooting the enemy before fired upon, or for doing pee-pee on the guys that tried to kill them. Yeah, what a war, huh? What a country. Now, here's some bad news. There will be no draft that requires basic training because we are not going to have the time. We are now in a millisecond war zone. And at any time, a plane can be shot out of the sky or a nuke could be launched. The Pakistanis have 100. If they loan a couple to the Iranians, that takes care of Israel and the Palestinians because they're going to die with the Israelis. They're expendable for Islam. They will be martyrs. Yeah, because when you kill Israel, you're killing Palestine too. They're too close not to die together. You see how close they are. I mean, you can tunnel your way into Israel. It's unreal. And you know what is upsetting a lot of conservative Jewish guys? The liberal Jewish guys attacking Israel. Man, I'll tell you, that is sickening. That is sickening. It is really sad. And Obama has succeeded in turning, converting the United States to Islam. Yeah, right? In classrooms now, the kids are practicing. They practice saying the Arab prayers, the Muslim prayers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, that's wonderful. And they have to go, and the girls have to go to kindergarten dressed in burqas. That's very nice. It's training. It's for training for the future. So while I dream up the first beef of the day, I will give you a tune. And I wanted to dedicate a lot of rock and roll music tonight to girls, so I'll probably digress. But here's the first one, dedicated to all those beautiful American girls. Get American, girls. Go Tea Party. You gotta have a cup of tea once in a while.
What's your name? I have seen you before. What's your name? May I walk you to your door? It's so hard to find a personality with jaws like those for me.
Nice and innocent. Welcome to the 50s. Everything was pure. The communists will tell you we have never been good, but we were good. We were good, and there were deterrents to being bad. One of them was we didn't have the pill. So if you got into trouble, you got into big trouble. And it got bigger as the months went by. And people used to swear allegiance to each other, and they would go steady, and they practiced a celibacy, and that's the way it was in the 50s. And there was no weed. Can you believe that? There was no weed. There was little smidgens of it, as President Rufa would say, but If you saw The Man with the Golden Arm, the movie with Frank Sinatra and Kim Novak, that was, you were seeing a heroin addiction for the first time, and you saw it on the silver screen. You didn't see it in the neighborhood. We grew up in poor neighborhoods, and then the Democrats came in with drugs, and they called them ghettos. Yeah, the Democrats sell drugs. You can, if you go to see the president, he'll cut you something. Or the Department of Justice. If you go to see Eric Holder, you need a bag or something, he'll give you one of his bags. It is really sad. I got to tell you, We were jam tight and jelly free, and we respected women. Guys never cursed in front of girls, and girls never cursed. Yeah, and when we went steady, we were true to each other. And if you were going steady with one girl and you made a pass at another, all the other girls would boycott you. You were labeled a slime ball. Yeah. And when we went together and we had two straws in the Coke, we weren't snorting it. We were sipping it. Yes, and that's the way it was back in God's time. Okay, we're going to talk about next topic. Stop saying Democrat. Stop saying Democrat. Stop saying liberal. Start saying communist. Only the Tea Party can save America. Think Tea Party. Strike for your country in November. If you're under a lot of peer pressure to stay in the communist front line and you don't have the courage to declare your love of God and country, it's okay. We know you're under a lot of pressure. Stay underground. But when you walk into that voting booth in November, remember the ballot is freedom's bullet. Strike for your country. Remember Benghazi, the IRS scandal. Fast and furious. UN control growing in the nation, on the border, and in Detroit. Watch this UN. This is the army that Obama is bringing in. You are fighting a communist takeover. Treat it like a bomb. It may be a dud or deadly. Assume it is deadly and disarm it. Their guns are bigger than ours. The communists are 51% in the nation, and the Americans that are left are 49%. They have communist legislation in their power. Look what the communists did to Sarah Palin. Oh, thou, how they brainwashed us to hate her. It is time Sarah got some payback from these Hollywood communist Shiites. David Letterman should have been dragged out of New York by his tongue and made to go hunting with Tad Palin on the North Oil Slope. We got lots of oil, man. We got tons of oil. Oh, speaking of tons of oil, let me digress. China is making a deal with communist Nicaragua. You know, the communist Nicaragua that Reagan fought and Ali North, the communists and the Democrat Party tried to put impeach Reagan and put Ali North in jail. And what was her name? Fawn something, very beautiful. I always suspected Ali of having an affair, but it doesn't look that way. And it turned out later that she ended up with a coke problem. Who wouldn't have a coke problem when you're beautiful and you're under the gun? Yep, and the Democrats are trying to bring you down. And they probably are the ones that introduced it to coke, because they have lots of it in their reserve. Yeah. So, Nicaragua, is they're going to build a second Panama Canal, and it's going to be controlled by the Chinese, who are loaning the money to Nicaragua to build the canal. And while the Chinese are building the canal, they're going to be protected by Russian troops. So there goes the Monroe Doctrine right out the window. And the reason that they're building the canal is because big ships can't go through the Panama Canal. So they're going to build this one bigger and better. And also, they're going to be able to run guns and drugs, which is the communist plan since 1929, when Mao Zedong grew the first poppy for the American children. Yeah, you don't know that because you never read the book Red Cocaine. Google it, man, and get an education. Red Cocaine, all the drug routes were created by Chinese and the Russians through South America up to North America. And that's why they're hooking us. And they now, here's the best part. The money that China is going to loan Nicaragua to allow them to build that canal is coming from us because we shop at Walmart. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. And they're going to have those big container ships. You know that one, Maersk has the biggest container ship in the world. I think it holds 4,000 containers. And every 4 days, one of these ships pulls into California, and it's loaded with the only customer, Walmart. And the container ships go back empty. It's one-sided trading. How's that? So, look what the communists did to Sarah Palin and oh, how they brainwashed us to hate her. It is time Lady Sarah got some payback from these Hollywood communist Shiites. David Letterman should be dragged out of New York by his tongue and made to go hunting with Tad Palin on the North Oil Slope just before the pass closes. To label her dumb is typical communist stunt-making. It's an old Soviet tactic, assassination by ridicule. And speaking of Soviet tactics, you know they're invading the Ukraine. They have already taken back Georgia. Okay, they've re-enslaved Georgia, and now they're going to re-enslave the Ukraine. And now they're going to be in Latin America. And they're back in Cuba. And the Russians and the Chinese, who were supposed to have a split, only to get American dollars, because we go around buying enemies for friends. And the Chinese said, listen, we want to fight the Russians, and give us money. And the Russians said, we want to fight the Chinese, give us money. And then they took the money and they built a better military so that they could destroy the USA. And we paid them to do it. Yes, I'll take those six cans off the shelf at Walmart. What is that? That's garlic. Yeah, all the garlic comes from China now. Yeah, wait till they wipe out the farm belt. Wait until we are an importer of food. Oh, we are. We are an importer of food. You getting any of that sewer shrimp from China? Yeah, are you reading the labels closely at the supermarket? It is really sad, man. So it's time Lady Sarah got some payback. To label her dumb is typical communist stunt-making. Notice if you're a Democrat woman, you're put on a pedestal. If you're a Republican woman, you're a pit bull mom. Yeah, she was the first one. Sarah was. The Soviet tactic, by the way, is assassination by ridicule. So every Saturday night live, there's always Soviets working overtime. Now, the actors say what's on the screen, but the writers are the ones who are controlling the minds of the American people. She was the first one to see Obama death panels. She would never leave Americans to die on the battlefield and tell lies about it. They made fun of her that she saw Russia from her kitchen window, yet she predicted the invasion of the Ukraine. Anything NBC, SNL produces is communist propaganda. When they are not working for Red China, they are working for the Party of Death, the Atheist Party, the Democrat Party, the Communist Party that kicked God out at the last convention. YouTube it. See the convention count. See what happened when God was mentioned. The Flag Burner Party, the Doper Party, even the president is a roofer. You know what a roofer is? That's when one guy is blowing pot and he blows it in the air and the other guy jumps up to inhale it. Yeah, I'm learning this. I'm watching National Geographic. I used to watch National Geographic, but they're doing a good series on narcotics. And you know that, about 20% of the American people are doped up all the time? Oh, it can't be that high. Well, I'm high. Yeah, I'm a statistic. Yep. So, when they're not working for Red China, they're working for the Party of Death. The Flag Burner Party, the Doper Party, even the president is a roofer, and Eric Pothead Holder from the Department of OJ. Sarah loves life and has proof in her arms. My favorite picture of Sarah Palin is holding her baby in her arm, one arm, while picking cans off the shelf in a supermarket, putting them in a basket, and talking to a constituent. That is a beautiful picture. Yes. So, Sarah loves life and has proof in her arms. The communists kill kids and they call it settled law. Chuck Schumer's words. Did you ever see the picture of Chuck Schumer when he was complaining about President Bush and he had his picture taken in front of a gas station at the pump and the high price of the gas he was condemning Bush for? It was $2.11. You think you can get him to the gas pump now with the $4 price? Huh? You can't find him. I don't go to the gas station anymore. Yeah. I get it straight from the federal government. I send a limo. He's got 139 people on his staff to send out Vote for Chuck brochures. Yeah, the communists kill kids and call it settled law. They pretend to care about Latino babies on the border, but look the other way every day when 700 Latino American babies are drawn and quartered in Democrat chop shops. Their party symbol should be the hippo critter. They all have to be enemied in November, along with the rhino babies. Now take a look at the bee of Benghazi. Who cares how they died? Cured of a blood clot one day out of office. never called to testify about murder and the hang-up of a 911 call at 3 a.m. They ought to do that Dial M for Murder starring Hillary Clinton. Did I mention Bill PLO Dance Amar, who praised the 19 deeply religious Muslims that killed 3,248 Americans, including 200 pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers? Those babies should be named and on the wall with Mom. It's a disgrace that the communists, even in the death of New York City, managed to conceal the names of 200 babies. Well, they're not babies, they're only fetuses. Yeah, you let them grow and one day they'll kick your ass. Yeah, well, he got big. He's a big fetus. Yeah, how old was he, Doc, when you snapped his neck? Oh, he was at least 50 pounds. Yeah, it's not. It's called a DNC. You know that? Did you know that the abortion, the Democrat Party is so much into abortion that they're called the DNC? You know what DNC stands for? Dilatation and curettage, the fancy name for drawing and quartering children, tearing them apart. It's only a little tissue. It's only a little tissue. It doesn't even feel pain. How about I sit you in the dentist chair and just let me drill a little bit of your tissue? Will I get Novocaine? Yeah. So, Bill PLO Dance Amar, there's a guy. He's going to be down there in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. Ted will be bossing him around. And what about Michael Moore? Speaking of walruses putting extra fat on their winter coat, what about Michael Moore, who played the I'm a poor guy and communism is the only way to live, and he's got $50 million Hollywood dollars. Huh? For promoting communism, you get a reward. You make a Jesus movie, they will ban it. Look what they did to Mel Gibson in The Passion. They labeled him an anti-Semite. He's an anti-Semite. We're going to make sure he doesn't work in Hollywood. So he went out, and what did he do? He made his own movie. And how much did he make? What was it, $900 million? Bought an island? Yeah, Michael Moore must hate Mel Gibson, huh? Michael's only got 50, and I think he had to give half to his wife, who was a big spender. Yeah, she was the capitalist, he was the communist, but he's still going to keep at least $25 million for himself. Yes, you know, $25 million doesn't buy what it used to buy. You can't even buy freedom with $25 million once we take over. Yeah, never forget. And when it comes to communism, everybody's poor and equal, except the communist on the top. Putin is a billionaire. Fidel Castro, last time I heard, he was worth $647 million. All the sugar that's sold in Cuba belongs to him. All the cigars that are sold from Cuba belong to him. All the rum that is sold from Cuba belongs to him. All the hotels that are entertaining belong to him. Yeah. All the drugs that are being smuggled into Cuba for penetration into the United States belongs to him. So, Sarah, as governor, cut a deal with Exxon and got royalties of 7% for every Alaskan man, woman, and child every year. You see how she looks out for kids? She even included children. If the Democrats cut that deal, they would only say every man and woman. She put the governor's plane on eBay and sold it to cut at the budget. That sure beats taking an entire carrier task force out of action and on safari with Obama bin Lemon / Lennon. If I go on, I'll be here all day. Sarah can shoot a moose and make stew. She can haul in icy fishing nets with her man. Oh, yes, she has a man, too. That is why she is hated by the No Babies Party, the party that has dogs in baby carriages, the politically barren. They can't even cook a good moose stew or any food. You want an American revival? Cut government by 80% and do the same thing with the taxes. There's nothing that says we have to pay all these taxes. Watch all the BS agencies dry up. One term per termite takes care of all the politicians. One term per termite. No lobbies. The only lobby should be in a hotel, and that wipes out bribery. $1 maximum champagne contribution makes your vote count again. You do it in November, and you take your country back from Eric Holder, the racist. Thank you, Sarah, for all that you do and feed your family too. You are truly one of a kind. And that is the name of my tribute on YouTube. Sarah Palin, one of a kind, Abu Tam. Also on YouTube, I have Day Coming to America, D-E-Y, Coming to America, Abu Tam. See the boatloads and the plane loads and the bus loads and the train loads. American Crossroads, for those who are trying to get Christ out of the military. You got to watch American Crossroads, Abu Tam. You should at least see the faces of the SEAL team we lost in that chopper setup. SEAL Team 6 sacrificed, Abu Tam. The most beautiful guys you would ever see in your lifetime. Totally American. Totally American. And the guy that jumps out at me is a, I'll say he's a Filipino, and he's got a suit on. That's his only, everybody's got their combat uniforms on, and they got pictures. And this one guy, he's a Filipino, he's got a suit on. And they cut out whoever was in the picture with him, but he's got a carnation in his boutonniere, and you know it's his wedding, and you can see his wife's hand on his arm. Really sad. We lost the cream of the crop, and they covered it up. Obama covered it up. Just like when we got bin Laden after Obama gave him 4 months to get away. They announced that bin Laden was taken out at 10:30 on a Sunday night because Obama did not want to upset the Muslim world watching weekend celebrations and parties that would have taken place throughout the land. So he waited till everybody was in bed to announce he got bin Laden. And then there's a copy of Benghazi 911 call, Abu Tam. And I've got pictures, and I've got this Billy Joel song, Honesty. You should see a copy of Benghazi 911 call, Abu Tam. And if you want to see why I call the Democrat Party the flag-burning party, 40 Democrat senators voted 40 days before 911 to burn the American flag, calling it freedom of speech. And they were joined by 8 rhinos, one of whom is Match McConnell. Match McConnell. So we got a lot of work to do in November. We got to get rid of all the reservoir tips. And then, if you're pro-life, or you're not sure, you should see Save the Kids, Abu Tam. Save the Kids, Abu Tam. And also, be sure that you back up Ted the Cross. Ted the Cross Cruz. He's the only one standing up for the American way. All the rest are playing politics. He is doing his utmost to save the country. So Ted the Cross Cruz. And a tribute to Mark Levin tonight, because every day you give us an education. God bless you, my friend. There's a special place in heaven for you. You're going to be in Valhalla with the Vikings. Okay. And they have better girls anyway. Dear Abu Tam, can you help? Can I help? My God. Yes, I can help. I'm doing it right now. I'm contributing to freedom. I'm going to jump to a tune, and when I come back, I'll have regained my composure. And I'm going to give you a little Watusi. There's little Spanish words in here by a guy named Ray Barreto. Well, as they say, Ray Barreto. Watusi, baby.
Caballero, ay, acaba de entrar Watusi. Ese mulato que mide 7 pies y pesa 169 libras. Y cuando ese mulato llega al solar, todo el mundo dice, a correr, que ahí llegó Watusi, el hombre más guapo de La Habana. Watusi, Watusi,
¿qué quiere?
Oye, me dicen que tú eres guapo.
A mí, todo me tiene miedo.
No me digas que a ti te tiene miedo porque yo sé que me bajo con cualquiera.
Más grande que yo no hay ninguno.
Ah, 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 vamos a bajarlo.
Cuando
nos bajamos, Watusi. Nos bebemos la tarde aquí ahora mismo.
Hey, hey, Dancing Generation. Hey, instead of going to these concerts and paying $800, go dancing. Get some exercise.
Yeah.
Okay, blah, 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 blah. It sounds like political talk. Here's from Walid Shubat, the headline going into Friday night. Hamas caught preventing wounded Palestinians from entering Israeli hospital built to help them. Before Israel bombs a building in Gaza, it gives civilians the opportunity to evacuate. Hamas beats those civilians until they go back inside. That is apparently at least one building Hamas doesn't want wounded Palestinians going into. An Israeli hospital constructed near the Gaza border. So, having said that, and I think about, you know, everybody that says Israel is our ally, our only ally in the Middle East. And I'm sure when President Bush called for a coalition of the willing, the Israelis volunteer, and they're probably told it's better if you don't because you'll just alienate the Arabs. And that's their out. You know, they know they're going to offer it, but then they're going to get turned down. But what we should do is say, you know what, we could use your medical expertise and we could use a few more hospitals. And that's one way they could be a true ally. So here's what Walid Shubat, a convert from terrorism to Christianity. If you want to bring peace to the Middle East, we all got to go Christian. because then we can love our neighbor like ourselves instead of going over to his house and blowing it up. Perhaps there's no better microcosm to demonstrate just how diametrically opposed Israelis are from their enemies. Hamas brings up its children to believe that Jews are evil incarnate. Israel reacts to that hatred by having respect for human life. Yes, when my wife goes to the demonstrations for pro-life in Washington, D.C., she sees a lot of Hasidim down there, a lot of Orthodox Jews. Quickly builds a makeshift hospital to care for an enemy whose leaders care so little about their own that they see the hospital as a political liability. This takes the phrase killing them with kindness to an entirely new level. But I got to tell you, man, in times of crisis, people will defy death to bring their loved one to a hospital that can care. So there's only two comments. Hamas does not care about its people. They never will. No. And neither do the communists. The communists believe that it's better to break a few eggs. You need to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Yeah. That omelet would give me a bad taste. They will never get the Western media's attention because they have been Islamized by the terrorists in their minds. Yahweh watch over the apple of his eye and guide his children. Shalom. I get the feeling that guy's Jewish. But I got to tell you, it's the communists who in the Democrat Party who are trying to bring Israel down. But they want to bring it all down. They want to get rid of the God of Abraham, and they want to get rid of Jesus Christ. They hate Jesus Christ. That's why they take his name in vain in every movie. Turkey holding thousands of Jews as political captives. If there is one world leader who despises Israel and what's currently going on in Gaza, it's Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. That is clearly 4,000. That is clearly 4,000 Israeli citizens are stranded there. An FAA travel ban instituted by President Obama to get the Jews, and he's the one that made the call. Oh, but you can't tie it to me. I have to be jam tight and jelly free. I have to look compassionate, and there can't be a smidgen of accusations against me. Somebody made a comment that the smidgens are coming home to roost. An FAA travel ban to Ben-Gurion Airport was recently lifted. However, Turkey is extending the ban for several few more days. Turkey, I think they're toying with the fact that they want the caliphate back. I think they want to go strictly Islam. They're going to dig up Kemal Ataturk, the guy who brought democracy to Turkey and gave women equal rights. I think they're going to dig him up, and they're going to bury him in an unmarked grave. Watch this Erdogan. He might think he's going to be a big caliph with a harem. And the last guy in Turkey that had a harem had 12,000 women in it. Yeah, what can he do with 12,000 women? He could go to the movies. Unbelievable. Yeah, give him a shot. Give him a shot, right? Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. You know what? It's time to have a verdict. It's time to have a verdict. It's time to have a verdict. What did I do?
Do you love me? Do you want me? What can the verdict be? What is your verdict? What is my
Jeb Bush made a statement today. He's talking about the working out something with the illegal immigrants. And the Tea Party blogs are ballistic. Very true. And I said the same thing. No more dynasties. No more Bushes. No more Kennedys. And no more Clintons. Enough with this crap. We've got 300 million people, 320 million people in this country, and what are we? And we get to pick from column A. What are we? A Soviet country here? Huh? Well, we got one from column A and two from column B. Give me a break. And I don't like to see the Republican theatrical routine where they all come out and debate, and he did good, and he did all right, and he was okay. He should have had his glasses on. And then as they all run out of money and they get to the finish line, they're up on the stage already ready for to make these acceptance speeches, Jeb Bush. I don't want to see that. I told you what my goal is. One term per termite, $1 champagne contribution, whether you're GE or Joe the plumber. The only lobby should be in a hotel. And that takes care of all the bribe money. Now, the Congress is going away for 5 weeks because they've done such a good job. They're rewarding themselves with 5 weeks. And what happens to all the graft money? Do they pool it? Do they forward it? All of the bribe money. How does that work? Or do they tell everybody that pays them bribes, listen, don't send the envelope. I'll be away for a week. Or send it to my house. What do they do? How do they work that out? Yeah, okay. And then there's a story about a Wisconsin police chief who went after a Tea Party member and put his name on gay websites and porn websites, gay porn websites, and to smear the guy. And everybody thinks it's a big joke, except the guy whose name was involved. How's that? Isn't that wonderful? Justice, feminist studies. Feminist studies. Can they cook? No. When I blow the whistle, can they hold up any babies? No. Yeah, we're going to delete those 17 messages. Okay, what else is going on? You know, Pakistanis, I told you, they got 100 nukes. Right? What's to say one can't go to Iran or two can't go to Iran? Oh, here's a good one. I'm watching Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera, you know, Al Gore sold out to the Al Jazeera people, made a killing, $500 million. him and President Pinocchio Pants are racing to see who gets to a billion first. Yeah, serving their country and their constituents. We serve those constituents, boy. We serve them right up the yin-yang. Yeah. Qatar Friday. So Al Jazeera is owned by the Al Thani family of Qatar. That's the ruler. When you go to Qatar and you ask to see a phone book, he's on the cover. The ruler is always on the cover in these crucial states. So Qatar, I'm watching Al Jazeera, and I noticed that their coverage of America is, they always show you the weakness of America. They show you the poverty in America. They show you the drug problem in America. It's always down, down America. Just slightly. You know, it's done in a very substantial way. But it's always a little bit, you know, the blacks aren't being treated right. The blacks have been oppressed. They don't tell you that the Qataris were buying slaves up till 1992. Yeah, and slavery still goes on there today. I mean, in Dubai, they buy little boys as camel jockeys. And if they can't buy them, they lease them from their parents. And you know why they use little boys as camel jockeys? Because boys are scared, and they scream, and the scream makes the camels run faster. Yeah, they strap them on a camel. Wonderful, isn't it? Yeah. And don't forget that the Turkish Sultan had 12,000 gals. So Al Jazeera is owned by the Qataris, and they're always showing you how bad the USA is, but they never show you anything bad about Qatar. Well, we're going to show you. This is from an Arab website called Memory, and what Memory does is they read all the periodicals, news clippings, watch all the videos that are being produced in the Middle East. And they do it in all languages, Urdu, Voodoo, yeah, Arabic. Anyway, it's sad to see the Chaldeans being chased out of Iraq after 2,000 years. And they blew up two mosques, and one of the mosques was supposed to be the tomb of Jonah, the prophet that got swallowed by the whale. And the other mosque was supposed to be the tomb of Daniel, who walked in the lion's den, walked through fire. Was Daniel the one that did fire also? Yeah. So, well, what's the saying in Arabic? Well, first we'll kill the Saturday people, and then we'll kill the Sunday people. Yeah. So Qatar Friday sermon. Here's what the imam in Qatar said on Friday. Allah, kill all the Jews, freeze the blood in their veins. Sheikh Tariq, we must support our brothers in Gaza and pray for them. So Allah helps them. Sometimes I think that Hamas sacrifices 800,000 people for donations. They're really not interested in the expendables. They are interested in the spendables. And this way, oh, you know, we took a terrible hit, send money. And then you saw them fighting over Yasser Arafat's money, right? And his wife had it, and I think she had it in France. And they went and cut a deal with her to get half of it. Yeah, wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm going to play that in a minute with Johnny Mathis. That's a different kind of wonderful. We must support our brothers in Gaza and pray for them so Allah helps them. How can we not when we witness the blessed fruits of their confrontation with the enemy? True, they are not equal in strength and their equipment is not on par with them, but Allah bestows blessings upon the weapons that our brothers have managed to produce by themselves in order to vanquish the enemy. Do you know imams get 20% of all booty taken in jihad? and you were worried about the Catholic Church having all that gold in the Vatican. Yeah, they should sell all that gold and take care of the poor. Jesus wouldn't have all that gold. Yeah, unbelievable, man. The hypocrites. Do you go to church? Oh, no, I'm an atheist. I hate God. For the first time in the history of the abhorred country, the state of Israel, sirens are heard around the clock, and over 3 million people flee to their hideouts. Do you know that there are less Jews in Israel than there are in New York City? Think about that. If somebody wiped out all the Jews in New York City, that would be Israel. Schools, governmental departments, and airports came to a halt. When have we ever heard of such things? This is the beginning of good things to come. After today, there is no turning back. It is the duty of our nation to continue to support our brothers. O Allah, increase the pressure you exert upon the plundering Jews. Demonstrate upon them the miracles of your might, for they are no match to you. Count them one by one and kill them to the very last one. Now let me ask you a question. Do you think that if Israel lost a battle and was completely at the mercy of the Arab world, do you think that there would be one man, woman, or child left once the bloodbath began? O Allah, disperse them. O Lord, freeze the blood in their veins. O Allah, tear them asunder. O Allah, sow discord in their hearts. O Allah, do not let them prevail. Make an example of them for their allies. O Allah, bring down the planes of their air force and burn their infantry and sink the ships of their navy. Yes, and this is the same guy that opens up his prayers with Bismillah Rahman Rahim in the name of the merciful God. But he shows no mercy, and he isn't going to show it to women or children. They will exterminate them completely, even their pets. And that's why they must be strong. They must be strong. Okay. So now we're going to close with wonderful, wonderful. And I'm going to take you back to a time when man loved woman and took his vows in a religious institution to love, honor, and obey for better or for worse, for sickness, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. Who's keeping that vow today? Not 50% of the country.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare. We're lost in a world of our own.
Have a nice weekend, folks.